The Truth News Network. Mainstream news, for the most part, cannot be trusted. Want the truth?
And nothing but the truth?
It's here every day at the Truth News Network. Here with today's truths is Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to TNN, the Truth News Network. I'm Dan Newman. You know what? I am a New York Times subscriber. And before you close out of truthnewsnet.org because of that, please understand why I subscribe. The New York Times is the epitome of the mainstream media, fake news sources. I, therefore, am required to daily stay on top of the latest chapter of fake news. So, every morning, I choke down a cup of coffee and the latest drivel from the Times. It is always entertaining, while at the same time, almost always, nauseating. We could every day chronicle the latest examples of New York Times fake news for our thousands of TNN partners. There are a plethora of samples of that every day. We don't want to waste your time, so we don't do that. But occasionally there are examples that cry for exposure. Today is one of those days with a couple of those fake news stories in the Times that beg for exposure and discussion. So let's get right to it. The Times broke an explosive expose of President Trump's usage of cell phones for official telephone communications. A president doing so is not unusual, nor is it unexpected, but the Times claims the Chinese and the Russians are listening to each of those conversations. Here's an excerpt from that exact story, from Washington is the title. When President Trump calls old friends on one of his iPhones to gossip, gripe, or solicit their latest take on how he is doing, American intelligence reports indicate that Chinese spies are often listening and putting to use invaluable insights into how to best work the president and affect administration policy, current and former American officials said. Mr. Trump's usage of his iPhones was detailed by several current and former officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity so they could discuss classified intelligence and sensitive security arrangements. The officials said they were doing so not to undermine Mr. Trump, but out of frustration with what they considered the president's casual approach to electronic security. American spy agencies, the officials said, had learned that China and Russia were eavesdropping on the president's cell phone calls from human sources inside foreign governments and intercepting communications between foreign officials. The Times is very obviously, and even now with impunity it seems, relying almost totally on anonymous sources, allegedly members of the Trump administration, for their big news stories about the president. In doing so, they apparently use as their default for the assumptions of their readers that everything their reporters say is believed. Therefore, truth in reporting is no longer necessary, at least for the New York Times. Let's break that down. The phone usage details were allegedly, quote, detailed by several current and former officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity so they could discuss classified intelligence and sensitive security, end quote. In other words, current and former Trump staffers are voluntarily divulging classified information, national security information, at least according to the New York Times. The Times wants you to believe that simply in order to throw the president under the bus, those officials are embracing the real possibility of being jailed for committing multiple felonies in having these discussions with reporters. What benefit could there possibly be for them to take that risk? Certainly, there are people who do not like President Trump. Certainly, it is probable that not all who now work or did so previously in the White House are supportive of the president, his methodology of governing, his messaging, and certainly some of his policies. But I find it ludicrous that any staffer would roll the dice on federal jail time to talk with reporters about the president's conversations that are monitored by foreign governments. their risking their personal freedom was not about the president giving the Chinese top military or intelligence secrets. In fact, think about it. They risked jail to simply tell Times reporters that Mr. Trump was talking on his iPhone. And the New York Times expects you to believe that too. It is extremely difficult to accept anonymous sources any longer. Multiple anonymously sourced stories in many mainstream media reports have never been factually verified. In fact, many have been proven to be incorrect. Mainstream media editors have very obviously assumed that Americans are oblivious to the obvious. Mainstream media who use anonymous sources do so to simply paint their political narrative pertaining to Donald Trump. And they are now certain that Americans are either too busy, too distracted, or too stupid to pick up on the mainstream media's intentions. The MSM, that's mainstream media, excuses and justification for the continued use of anonymous source is this. If we are forced to publish news sources, much of what the First Amendment guarantees in free speech will be lost. Sources who fear retribution for telling the truth will no longer step forward. Media outlets will then be unable to, on behalf of all Americans, hold brutal and unethical governments accountable for their wrongdoing. Folks, that's poppycock. There is a whistleblower law put in place by the federal government that protects any of those anonymous sources that have real facts from any retribution of any kind if they step forward. That law is to accomplish what mainstream media claims they must do. Protect those who have real stories of real wrongdoing to report. Folks, it doesn't stop there. We've got another one that will literally cause you to shake your head. That's up next, right here at truthnewsnet.org.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice. Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say, bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price, guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
Hey, Tom Baudet. Of all the things invented in 1962, some have faded away, like cassette tapes. And others are still very much with us, like lava lamps and Motel 6. Yep, Motel 6 is celebrating 50 years of giving travelers a good night's rest and saving you more for what you travel for. But we're just getting started. In fact, the longer you watch us, the better we get. Kind of like a lava lamp. Trippy. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
The march to Election Day continues. The wave of mis and disinformation swells. A tsunami of truth is the only defense. TNN, here's Dan Newman.
Folks, I want to remind you about something very special. You don't need to ever miss or wonder if you've missed a story or a podcast at truthnewsnet.org. Why don't you take this moment, scroll down on the front page of the website. That's www.truthnewsnet.org and log in your email address. Nothing else, just your email address. We never send you emails. We never sell you anything. Everything here is absolutely free, and we certainly don't allow anyone else to have access to your email address. All that will do is every time a new podcast or a story, written story, goes up on the website, you'll get that night an email with a link. Just basically saying, click on this link and you'll go to this brand new story. That way, you guarantee you never miss it. Do it now. Let's get back to the New York Times. More New York Times madness. The Times has taken this entire craziness in reporting to a new and vitriolic level. On October 25th, they released an article in which the writer fantasizes about the president being gunned down by a Russian spy in cahoots with a Secret Service agent. In an article published in the New York Times Book Review, five writers conjured up fantasy scenarios about President Trump's future with the Russia investigation. One writer, Zoe Sharp, took liberal fantasizing to the next level and wrote a story that ends with President Trump being assassinated by a Russian agent. The Times editors illustrate the piece titled How It Ends, with a Russian flag sticking out of a pistol barrel. In the story, the Russian attempts to shoot the president, but his gun misfires. A Secret Service agent then offers his own pistol to the Russian. I'm going to try my dramatic narration voice here. This is from the actual story. The Russian waited until they were a few steps past before he drew his gun. He sighted on the center of the president's back and squeezed the trigger. The Makarov misfired. The Secret Service agent at the president's shoulder heard the click. He spun into a crouch. He registered the scene instantly, drawing his own weapon with razor edge reflexes. The Russian tasted failure. He closed his eyes and waited to pay the cost. But it did not come. He opened his eyes. The Secret Service agent stood before him, presenting his Glock, but first. "Here," the agent said, politely, "use mine." Wow. This assassination fantasy was published just one day before the media exploded with criticism for President Trump's rhetoric after a series of apparent mail bombs sent to many Democrat political figures on Wednesday, including one sent to CNN's New York office. It's unbelievable that the newspaper, formerly known as the premier paper in the nation, has resorted to whipping up soap opera stories to attract a crowd. And it is reprehensible they would do so in the caustic political environment in the U.S. Just imagine Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly if they released a book during the Obama presidency that contained the president's murder at the hands of a member of his Secret Service contingency. Americans would go nuts, and the mainstream media outrage would have been off the charts. Here's the sad proof of what's going on, not just at the New York Times, but throughout mainstream media. Readership, viewership, listenership is plummeting. Americans have steadily moved to instant 24/7 news through quick news stories, social media, ditching the traditional methods of getting their news from newspapers. Mainstream outlets are fighting to survive as they watch their readership, their ratings, their advertising revenue tank as their markets shrink. So what do? They find ways to whip up readers, viewers, and listeners by finding the juiciest stories about the most controversial people and occurrences to keep those in front of sensationalist, hungry Americans. And when there are not enough factual incidents to satisfy those American appetites for juicy news, they make it up. Let me tell you how they do it. Instead of a group of reporters with an editor sitting around a conference table at the newspaper and looking at the potential stories to go in the next edition, they sit around the conference table bemoaning there are not enough salacious happenings at the White House to entice their audience to wait breathlessly to grab that paper from the newsstand first thing tomorrow morning. They only have one option: create a story. So they come up with topics that will surely hook their audience members who are looking for ugly stuff about well-known people. The president? Well, we all know. He's a crass New York bully full of himself who is constantly taking shots at all those who disagree with him. He's a perfect story subject. That meeting might go like this. "Hey, Billy, how about investigating the rumor that Trump is using unsecured cell phones to hold conversations with foreign leaders? Certainly the Russians and the Chinese are accessing those conversations to get dirt on the administration so they can blackmail him," said Jim, the editor-in-chief. Billy, The reporter replied, "Okay, Jim, I'm on it. When's my deadline?" 5 p.m. tomorrow, and don't be late," quipped Jim. Billy was Jim's best political reporter and always came up with some real dirt on politicians when they needed a good story. "Get a good source or two on the cell phone stuff, and we'll run with it." Billy calls everyone he can that currently works at the White House, or the few that he knows that have moved on. None of them know anything about the Trump cell phone usage talking to foreign leaders. But Billy has a substitute plan. Anonymous sources. He knows that no one will know that if he writes a juicy story that makes the president look dumb or uncaring or simply as a buffoon too stupid to know the danger of doing something like that, Billy can credit his source as anonymous. And he'll get a green light and that story will come out. He'll be a hero. Having real sources at the New York Times and probably many other mainstream media outlets seems no longer to be necessary. That old journalistic adage that journalists formerly scoffed at, "never let the truth get in the way of a good story," appears to be the fundamental marching order of the mainstream media, at least during this presidential administration. Anonymous sources seems to save the day. With the two atrocious examples detailed above, unbiased Americans who are willing to accept the truth can at least accept the possibility above as more than just a fairy tale. In this crazy news environment in which 90% of all news stories about all things Trump are negative, keeping fresh garbage about Trump gets harder and harder. This necessitates the use of anonymous sources that probably are really no source at all, just made up to give reporters and editors security to get their payroll check deposit. Is it any wonder that the New York Times and a lot of other mainstream media outlets are dying? Every day, more and more Americans wake up and go, that's just too hard for me to believe. More and more, it's hard to believe because more and more what they're seeing is not true. And as the president says, it's fake news. Folks, he's misquoted. He has never said the news and the news media are the enemies of the people. He's even clarified what he said over and over again. He says this, "I've never said the media or the enemies of the people. What I have said and still maintain is fake news is the enemy of the people." There's a big difference there, folks. And you know what? When I was a boy in South Louisiana, we always heard when somebody quietly broke wind, the first chicken to cackle is the one that laid the egg. The news media howl at being accused by the president of giving fake news. I think they're, in this case, the first chicken to cackle. Thanks so much for joining us today. Had fun. You know, as a journalist, I hate reporting stories like this, but it's becoming more and more prevalent. More and more often we're hearing and seeing these stories. And you know what makes it worse? Once it's reported in any news outlet, whether it's electronic or in print, it's picked up by the other mainstream media outlets and they preface the story by saying this, "It has been confirmed that." And you know where their confirmation comes from? That newspaper, that television news outlet in which the reporter, Billy, made up the story in the first place, because they reported the next news outlet and the one after that lead with this line, "It has been confirmed that." So we can blame all this on Billy and his editor at the New York Times. Thank you so much for joining us. You have a great day. Always love having you with us at the Truth News Network. So long, everybody.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.